Tom, you were a big Kiss fan back in the day, weren't you?
I had some friends who were huge Kiss fans. I listened.
Kiss Army?
I listened to them when I was over at their house, but I never really bought any of their
you
records.
Went out in public in the makeup?
No.
That's what you went? You went as Gene Simmons for Halloween?
Had a guy that went to a Halloween party back in the 70s, though, dressed as, I can't remember if it was Gene Simmons or Ace Frehley, one of them.
Peter Criss. What about you, Chris?
I had friends who were huge Kiss fans.
Yeah.
One of my friends bought one of the albums over to my house. My father happened to be there. My father said, "What the hell is that?"
What do you listen to a bunch of transvestites for?
Nobody could market like Kiss, though. They've got their name on everything.
It's interesting you bring that up, because this is a story for the entertainment news that confirms that there will never, ever be a marketing genius like Gene Simmons and Kiss, the machine. Someone out there is willing to pay $250,000 for a single piece of used gum, which had been chewed by Gene Simmons of Kiss. Yes.
Obviously, this person has too much money and doesn't know what to do with it.
It wasn't even a classic piece of gum from a notable moment in the band's history. Gene chewed it less than 2 weeks ago while on a British show called Soccer AM. The gum was sold on eBay, and after 99 bids, closed at $247,310.40.
I'll be interested to see if that's a legitimate bid, if they actually found some sucker stupid enough to pay that kind of money, or if it's a fake, somebody
you
just
know
bidding
you,
it up.
You know how you know that you have made it in this world? When somebody pays $250,000 for your chewed gum.
Why don't you put some of yours on your Facebook page and see what kind of response you get to it?
Call me now.
That would be great. Oh, I need some extra money this month. I'm chewing some gum now.
Autographs aren't enough.
I need to buy a little villa in Florida for my mother-in-law. Here's a piece of my chewed gum. Cough up $250,000.
What do you do, though, if you are the winning bidder? I mean, is it like displayed in your house under glass or something?
Oh, I'm sure.
I suppose.
Come to visit here. This is the gum that the guy chewed.
Listen, for $250,000, it better come to me in a glass encased like a snow globe.
Didn't they
with an autograph?
Didn't somebody pay a lot of money for like a partially eaten sandwich of Britney Spears back in the day?
I have
something
not,
like that.
Probably.
See, but that's right. If I was a collector, I would want things that I could display and show proudly.
Right.
You know, here's my Joe DiMaggio signed baseball. Mm-hmm. Take a look. Ooh, that's nice. Here's the half-eaten sandwich.
Here is Meatloaf's spleen that was removed voluntarily for the most part.
There was that casino down in Mississippi, I think, that was putting in bids on all of this weird stuff, you know, like the toasted cheese sandwich that had the vision of Jesus on it and things like
that.
They've got a museum down there for all of that weird stuff.
Yeah. I had a pancake that looked like R2-D2.
Did you save it?
No, I ate it. Probably spent a lot of money on that. If there's one sci-fi movie fans would like to see, apparently it's a sequel to the 82 classic Blade Runner. Director Ridley Scott is actually talking about doing it. This is even more exciting. Harrison Ford is in talks about being in the project.
Oh, brother.
He says, "Yeah, we've been chatting about it. I truly admire Ridley Scott as a man and as a director, and I'd be very happy to engage again in this project with him." Blade Runner sequel with Harrison Ford, I think, instead of Blade Runner, would be Blade Shuffler?
Walker, yeah, Blade Walker.
Blade Walker.
The cameo appearance would have to be someone who's like in a wheelchair wasn't fast enough.
Harrison Ford will work in anything these days. You see that sci-fi movie coming out, what, next week? Ender's Game? Harrison Ford's in that. Ben Kingsley is in that.
Well, Ben Kingsley's pretty cool.
He's got tattoos all over his body.
Did you see Ben Kingsley in Iron Man 3?
I never saw Mandarin? Iron Man 3. I need to see that.
Ben Kingsley almost stole the movie with his portrayal of the Mandarin. You will never see me coming. It was awesome. All right, anyway, Will Arnett is the one behind The Millers, the new CBS sitcom. And apparently that did quite well.
Really?
That is the best rated show of last week's new shows.
Wow.
Had 13 million viewers. The premiere on ABC, Super Fun Night. I have no idea even what the heck that's about. It's about the weekly girls' night out that Rebel Wilson shares with her friends. Oh, Lord.
You've seen the promos for that where she gets her skirt caught in an elevator and it comes off in a circle?
No, I haven't seen that.
It looks very stupid.
The NBC premiere of Ironside, the remake. I had to know.
They tied it to Law & Order SVU, too. It stars Blair Underwood.
Blair Underwear.
Yeah.
CBS sitcom We Are Men.
Blair Underwood's got to be wondering, when do I get to play a guy who's not disabled?
Yeah, that's a good point. We Are Men came in there as well. Sean Hayes, NBC sitcom Sean Saves the World. And Welcome to the Family. I have never seen any of these shows. Not a single one.
The Will Arnett one. The Millers is the one where Margot Martindale plays his mother, moves in with him, and basically, you know, just annoys.
Now, here's the show. Here's the show I'm waiting for. Ooh, this is going to be a good one. More reality shows in the works. You ready for this one? This one being created is called Jim Henson's Creature Shop Challenge. Participants will create everything from hand puppets to large-scale theatrical creatures that can master the balance between realism and fantasy. The winner will get a job at Henson's company, $100,000. Brian Henson, the son of the late Jim Henson, will be the lead judge. Other longtime employees will serve as mentors. So you get to be on a reality show where there's a contest about building Muppets. No word on whether Miley Cyrus will be.
That's a pretty big carrot at the end of the stick, though. A job with Henson Industries, you know, and $100,000, that's not bad.
If that's something that you have always wanted to do, that is awesome. The problem I've got with this is how much wide appeal does Muppet making have?
Oh, yeah, how many people are going to watch it? Yeah.
That's a made-for-cable kind of show, like the show they have now where they're making people up into horror film characters.
Yeah. And now, a Knitting Marathon. What the heck? I like it. I mean, I love Muppets. Who doesn't love Muppets?
People are watching rednecks down in the South sticking their arms into logs and having fish bite them and pulling them out. So people will watch anything. They're just catatonic in front of the screen, just pushing the clicker.
So what you're saying is it doesn't take a lot to entertain the masses? So you're saying that's what explains our number one ratings?
We've heard that before, haven't we?
Here's the zipper where Elmo can get out of his costume fast if an attractive young person walks by.
It's Elmo, everybody.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
Hot on the heels of the U.S. Treasury's new $100 bill
comes a whole line of sexy new currency.
Gone is the old stuffy Andrew Jackson.
The new AJ has a full head of Justin Bieber hair.
The $10 Alexander Hamilton is ancient history.
The new Alex Hamilton is ripped, bro. He's got a sweet faux hawk, jacked traps, and a sweeter bronze tan working underneath that deep V.
The new $5 features...
Honestly, you've never heard of this band, Abe, with a beanie and hipster glasses to go with that chin strap beard.
Even George gets a facelift.
He's smiling now as he shows off his platinum grill, Jesus piece, and snapback Lakers hat.
Enjoy the full line of new, updated currency from the U.S. Treasury.
Making it rain at a club near you.
The Rush Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.